My name's Mike Rowe, and this is my job.
I explore the country looking for people who aren't afraid to get dirty. Hard-working men and women who earn an honest living.
How long have you been doing this?
21 years.
Doing the kinds of jobs that make civilized life possible for the rest of us.
Now get ready.
Oh, man.
To get dirty.
Coming up on Dirty Jobs, I visit a reptilian resort.
Great.
Full of unpredictable rascals.
Good. Turtle poo. I was missing that.
And cute, cuddly creatures.
This is a poisonous snake, for real.
Sure, definitely.
To visit a place like this.
That has a lot of python crap on me.
I'd pay a lot of money.
And hold on, man. I got like $20 in quarters.
In fact, I'll give the shirt off my back.
I need your shirt.
My shirt?
Just do it.
Why am I lying on another man who's lying on an alligator? Oh, God. The first sign I saw said Snake Farm. The second sign promised an experience. People ask me all the time how we get our ideas for dirty jobs. And the truth is, here in Texas, outside of San Antonio, we just follow the signs. Saw it right off the interstate here. Anyhow, my favorite sign is up here by the door. Closed today due to maintenance. That's the kind of sign that makes a guy like me wonder, what kind of maintenance do you do at a snake farm? Eric and Dara Traeger are the proprietors of the snake farm, and I'm guessing Eric and Dara.
That's right.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. The sign says closed, but the door's open.
Yeah, we thought the sign would keep people out.
Yeah, well, you got the wrong guy. You're holding a snake. Dara,
yes.
What kind is that?
This is a caramel albino ball python.
I see. And what are you holding, Eric?
This is a piebald ball python.
Piebald?
Piebald.
May I?
Absolutely.
How many snakes do you have here on the snake farm?
We have about 500 different types of snakes.
And how long have you owned the place?
We just got it.
Is that why you're closed?
Yeah, we're closed for maintenance. We're moving things around and cleaning up a bit.
When you say moving things around, what do you mean exactly?
Moving some snakes, moving some alligators and crocodiles, and moving the animals.
Where'd you come from? What were you doing before this for a living?
Chiropractors.
Both of you?
Yeah, we met in chiropractic school.
Mm-hmm. So you're driving down the road, you can come in, you see a reptile, maybe get an adjustment, and then be on your way.
Yep.
All right.
We like taking care of people and animals.
All right. Well, the point today is that I followed the signs, and you guys are moving snakes and whatever, and I'm here to help. So what can I do?
Absolutely. We're gonna start off by Apollo. Always comes out on this little shelf here when we're open for the kids.
Good grief. Apollo is a lot of snake.
He's an albino Burmese python. Kids love him. They put him around their shoulders. The parents take pictures of him and
really?
Soaks it up.
Yeah. Let's take him out.
He's an attention hog.
Let me
take this from you.
Yeah. Easy there.
He's got a good grip on you.
Yeah, he does.
All right.
There you go. I'll help you out.
An albino snake. This just slides?
Yeah, just slide it this way. All right, go slow.
That's a beautiful snake. What does Apollo weigh?
Apollo weighs about 90 pounds. What you do is you get your hand here and just let him know that you're here.
Uh-huh.
And I'll let you and Dara go ahead and...
Dara, me and you, okay?
Yeah, sure. Let's all start unrolling him. Get in the middle there.
You just unroll him.
Yeah, just unroll him. He's got that perfect circle going.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Has Chris smashed something to...
Ooh.
Good Lord. Good Lord, I might have pooed a little on that one.
Oh, crap. No.
What was that?
It was a plate glass sliding door.
Oh, my God. Man. I think something tore loose once again.
Good news is we have other pieces of glass.
Hey, we just came by to help. We're sorry about all the damage.
You know, I'm locking the door next time.
You know what? You really should.
Yeah.
You leave the door open, you never know what kind of jackass will wander in here.
You guys stay away from the venomous.
All right. Well, Chris, I hope you're happy. We were looking for a way to start the show, and you came through again. Okay, sorry about the glass. Where were we?
Oh, we're just going to take Apollo out.
Right.
Go ahead and grab his head, lift him up.
Mm-hmm.
Start pulling him out, and I'll get the back half of him.
The back half?
Yep. Go ahead and start pulling him out.
Okay.
He's kind of heavy.
Yeah, he is.
Ugh. Great, and let's just set him on this ledge over here, where he usually goes.
This is his usual ledge.
This is where he hangs out.
It's so odd. It's like a cat on a windowsill, except it's a snake on a ledge.
Yep. This is what everybody comes year after year for, remembering it when they were kids. Everyone comes and gets pictures with them and...
Pictures of Apollo.
Yep.
So, okay, if this is where we're putting Apollo, where are we putting these two?
Well, we have a holding tank that we're going to put them in.
These things are huge.
Reticulated python is the longest snake in the world.
Good grief. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Mike.
Jared.
Jared. Pleasure. What do you do here?
I pretty much run the place top to bottom with the help of the ownership.
You were here before Eric and Dara?
Yeah, sure was.
Okay. And these are... What's it called? Articulated?
These are reticulated pythons. They're from Southeast Asia and into Indonesia. They grow upwards of 33 feet long. Our biggest girl in there is actually still a youngster. She's only about 17 feet.
Are they as friendly as Apollo, who seems sedated?
One in there is not too bad. The other two have nipped before, so we'll be careful when we pull them out.
Nipped?
Nipped.
Nipped. Dude, forgive me, but I'm just noticing your... Was your thumb nipped?
Well, that would be a bite. That's a rattlesnake bite. Non-venomous snakes nip, venomous snakes bite.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Crocodile bite.
Crocodile bite.
I was thinking nip, bite.
Yeah, I'm going nip, nip, bite. Dude, what? I mean, seriously, that's a rattlesnake bit your thumb off?
Yeah, a rattlesnake bit the tip of the thumb. They have a hemotoxic venom, which kills the tissue. And swelled up real big, got compartment syndrome, got necrotic, and... A few surgeries later, that's what they've got. So,
are we moving rattlesnakes today?
We will be. We have to. We've got to move the rattlesnakes.
Let me see your hands.
I still have all my fingers.
Huh? I still have all my fingers.
Let me see your arms. What's going on with you? What's going on here? Seriously. What? I mean, this is... You fight the snakes?
I used to compete.
I'm learning a lot of interesting things about some fascinating people. The job is to move three of these combined. This must be 60 feet when you put them all together over in that area.
First one we got to move, Lucy. She's the girl in the water bowl. She's probably the easiest to work with, but she's also the heaviest.
All right. Hook the snake, pick up the snake, move the snake. Seems simple. Good.
First, kind of tap her, let her know you're not food and you're going to pull her out there.
Her name is Lucy?
Yep, that's Lucy.
Lucy, I'm Mike. I'm not food. I'm going to be pulling you out.
All right, go ahead and hook maybe under the first third of her body.
Kid, there's no end to her body. All right.
Go ahead and pull a loop up.
Sorry, Lucy.
That ought to do it. All right.
You got her?
Yep, I got her. You can go ahead and put the hook down.
All right.
I'm going to need you to grab just a few feet down from me.
Right. Oh, it's like a cable.
All right.
Like a steel cable.
Now, follow me on over here.
You got it?
Stick her in her holding tank.
Right.
Got the whole thing out?
Yes.
At least she was in the water, so she's a little bit harder to hold.
Already. Alright, she's hissing a little bit, wanting to come out here.
Lucy doesn't want to go in there?
Alright, just kind of
poke
her in there.
Be careful, man. This is suddenly, you're down your last 9 1/2 fingers, man. I don't want to see any sudden mistakes.
Alright.
Look at the color here. I mean, I can't get over that. It almost looks neon.
They're called reticulated pythons because their pattern's real broken up.
Right.
Full of color. It's to blend into their habitat. Alright.
Two more.
These guys aren't quite as friendly, so it's a little bit different approach here. The first one, I'm going to grab behind the head just to make sure we don't get bit. You watch what I do, because the next one, it's your turn, okay?
Okay. Coming up, they bite.
I'll let you know if you need to worry.
And they squeeze.
Don't forget, these are constrictors, so around my neck isn't a good idea.
But they have a secret weapon that's worse. That's a new one. Then
you have a rattlesnake pit?
We have a rattlesnake pit.
Guess where I'm going? Later, I get tough down at the croc pond.
You're not very intimidating to him.
Wow!
See the hook, please? I'm gonna need you get over here on this side here.
All right.
you could get her head, she's back there in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Get, kind of hook her, pull her head out to where I'll be able to grasp her with both hands here.
There you go. Uh-oh. Now, what's happening with this bell bottom?
I'll let you know if you need to worry. That's just a little hiss, just a warning.
This just seems, I don't know, unnatural. Maybe dangerous.
All right.
So you're grabbing this snake with a purpose.
Yeah, reticulated pythons are known to be a little more aggressive than most pythons, so... And she'll definitely show it because she's about to shed her skin. So she's not going to cooperate with us too well.
No.
Now, if you could...
What can I do for you?
Come
here?
Over here and maybe grab a little loop here.
A little...
Yeah.
Something like this?
Yep, she's pretty heavy, so...
Dude!
Don't forget, these are constrictors, so around my neck isn't a good idea.
Gotcha.
Got it?
Yep. Crap.
I'm losing her head. There we go.
Got it?
Yep.
All right. We'll go tail first a little. I'm going to fade this way. You guys go in head first?
Head first.
Okay.
Got her?
Yep.
How many people normally do this?
About 5 or 6. We're a couple people short.
Oh crap. That's a lot of python crap on me.
When biting or constricting isn't working, musking is their next defense.
Oh, Jesus!
That's what you
big
see.
Snake just crapped all over me.
All right.
Dude.
All right. Brother. Oh. Go on in there.
That wasn't so bad. No glass broken.
No, nothing broke, but I got peed on pretty bad. Crapped on a little. Some of that crap's my own. Tiger reticulated python poo. That's a new one. Picked a heck of a day to come by the snake farm.
Sure did.
This one, same drill?
Same drill, but you're the guy that's grabbing behind the head. A little hint of advice, don't let him get much slack, because that's when he can turn around and get you. This guy will bite, but you're up.
What happens? What's a python bite feel like?
Well, they've got nearly 100 teeth in their mouth. Every tooth is curved back, kind of like a fish hook.
That's enough. Thank you. That's all good information.
All right.
The moral is grab them behind the head and don't let go.
Yeah, don't meet their teeth. All right, well, just kind of kneel down. Get in a position you're comfortable with. Just go in fast. Don't hesitate, though. If you go in, you got to go for it.
Both hands?
I'd recommend it.
Dude, it just feels like jumping out of... It's all wrong. Really? Just grab her.
Just another day.
Ah, just a big snake.
All righty. All right, I'll follow you out.
Roger. Big snake.
All right.
When do I let her go?
Right now. I'm gonna back up.
All right, let her.
Okay. There we go.
All right.
Oh, nice and smooth.
Like you've done it 100 times.
Dude, that's first time for me. That's big snake. That's big snake.
All right.
It's big snake. The snake's big. If you're looking for adjectives to describe the snake, I'd go with big. Big snake. That's kind of exciting.
Yeah, get your blood going.
I mean, I know it's old hat for you. You've been, would you say, breeding snakes since you were 13?
Yeah, I let them breed. Had quite a puberty at that time.
That's such funny but, good. Plastic with rocks on the lid, never good.
Yeah, these are the ones that are going to go back in that cage.
And what kind of snakes are in here?
These are red-tailed boa constrictors. They eat birds. They also eat mammals, so their teeth are a little bit longer.
We're mammals.
We are mammals. Yeah. Same drill?
Yes.
Grab the head?
Right.
On these, you can kind of...
Huh?
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
All right, cool. Hopefully, head's not over here. All right, there we go.
Enormous snakes. More giant snakes. Look at those things. Phew.
Well, I think you can grab that one. Head's right there.
I think you can, too.
All right.
You're the brand new proprietor.
All right, I'm in.
All right. Yeah, I wasn't even watching. Oh, got it.
So, bring him up. Like that? The teeth. Got pretty good teeth on him.
Let's see those teeth.
Now he's gonna close his mouth.
Yeah.
He does not want to let go of my arm.
Well, he's a boa. I'm told they're a constricting snake from South America. Colombia, actually. They eat mammals.
Okay. It's your turn.
Coming up. When we come back, I'm going to reach in and grab this snake. Don't go away. They're very quick, aren't they, too?
They're very fast.
Then?
Western diamondback rattlesnakes cause more human fatalities than any other venomous snake in North America. All right, come on down.
It's decision time at the Snake Pit. Later, fearsome creatures can also be filthy.
Croc and alligator manure that settled to the bottom. Then we need to pressure wash it, get it cleaned up.
Sure, sure.
Grab them right behind the head. They're very quick, aren't they, too?
They're very fast. They hit birds. Birds are fast. They sit there, they're an ambush predator, and they're kind of like sitting there real still waiting for you to come up. And
like this situation
this
right
would
now.
Be the situation.
This would be an excellent scenario whereby the red-tailed boa could
looks like he's sleeping, but ready to...
He's ready to pounce, right. I heard him hiss. It's like I come in and he knows I'm coming in.
Hissing is typically it's defending, saying, I'm pissed off.
Yes.
Stay away from me.
Right.
Or I'll bite you.
Right. Hiss and piss, virtually interchangeable terms.
Just mean you need to grab him a little faster.
Let's see.
I'm glad you're getting this one.
Okay. Solid as a rock. But this is my snake grabbing hand. Ah, crap. Okay. What's that bulge in his, that area there?
That'd be muscle.
Good.
He's flexing.
Good, great.
Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to reach in and grab this snake. Don't go away. Welcome back. I was just about to reach in and grab the snake. Where was I?
You were going to grab the snake.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Really are wonderful creatures. I mean, they've been around from the beginning.
Almost prehistoric.
Almost prehistoric.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to go ahead and grab the snake now.
All right. I got your back.
It's not my back I'm worried about.
All right. You got it. Lift the other part. Back up. There you go.
Okay.
We can just throw his head up there.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, good, 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 good. We're moving snakes. I've moved two snakes. 10 fingers. What do you want to do now? Wrestle a tiger?
I think we need to go fish out some rattlesnakes.
Fish out rattlesnakes? From where?
The rattlesnake pit.
You have a rattlesnake pit?
We have a rattlesnake pit. Has a bunch of rattlesnakes in it, and we need to move them.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? It's a pit. Well, that's not a good sign.
The infamous rattlesnake pit.
Are you kidding me? This is a pit full of rattlesnakes, he said somewhat self-evidently. 1, 2, 3. How many rattlesnakes are in the pit?
I think we're going to count them as we catch them.
Jared, why are we going to catch them?
Well, it's time to clean the pit out. As you can see, we've got people throwing coins in, trying to get the snakes to rattle. There's a lot of poop in there, so for sanitary reasons, it's time to replace the mulch. But to do that, we got to get the snakes out. That's where you come in.
I don't want to sound, you know, obtuse, but I mean, rattlesnakes are, this is a poisonous snake for real.
Sure, definitely. They're very dangerous.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, most of these are Western Diamondback rattlesnakes that are known to cause more human fatalities than any other venomous snake in North America.
I see. And is every snake in here a rattlesnake?
The majority of them are, although we've got Texas rat snakes, coach whip snakes, maybe even a bull snake or two. They strike about a third of their body length, so if you stay 3 feet away from them, you're relatively safe, but there is some big snakes in there, so.
Yeah. So, to recap, we're going to put a ladder here. We're going to go into the snake pit.
Yep.
We're going to take the snakes, put them into a garbage pail of some kind.
Sure.
And then we're going to change up their mulch and pick up the coins. And people throw the coins in. Why?
They want to hear the snakes rattle.
Okay. Do we have to keep the money at least?
Yeah, we'll let you keep anything you find.
All right. Can a cameraman come down with us?
Well, after we clear it a little bit, it's not quite safe yet, so we won't put too many lives at risk, but...
Would it be okay to put Doug's life at marginal risk? Can he be on the ladder at least?
After we clear it a little bit, sure, we can do that.
All right. Doug, were you paying attention? It's dangerous down there. You said, say, 3 feet from them, but there's not one area in here that... where you can be 3 feet.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go down first and give you a little bit of room to work.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I want to hear.
All right, you want to hand me the trash can on down, please? Ready.
There are roaches down there as well.
Oh, jeez. Grab these close guys first here. All right. This guy isn't going to do you any harm. That's just a Texas rat snake here. They're totally harmless. And you can see he won't do you any harm.
No, I believe you. Especially if I don't touch him. There's a lot of rattling in the snake pit.
We'll go ahead and... go ahead and get this guy. He's obviously going to start moving around a little bit on us.
I think, you know, I don't want to overstate, I don't want to overdramatize, but this is, you know, I think there are a lot of people that wouldn't go into an area this enclosed full of poisonous snakes. You just don't seem to give a damn, Jared.
No, it's just another day. All right, come on down.
Coming up, to catch a rattler, you need speed.
Wow, big snake. Heavy one, huh? Heavy snake.
Then I take a dip in the reptile pond.
The heck is this thing?
Where a 150-year-old turtle still has all its teeth.
Wow!
Don't mind that rat snake crawling out.
I don't?
Nah, I don't mind him. If we have to, we'll get him last.
That's
right.
My magic grabbing
thing. You might want that.
Thanks, I sure do.
All right, so what you want to do is grab the snake roughly mid-body.
Any particular one?
Yep, any
one. How about
any
this
one
crazy little one?
Yeah, that would be a good one to start with.
He's very small. Like, I can't even grab him. Look, yeah. I caught a stick. I caught the elusive diamondback stick. Very rare.
All right, now when I'm down in here, don't be playing around too much.
Got
here.
That.
There's
right.
Only one ladder.
You know
that's
what,
one escape route.
That's right. And
I will climb over you.
I hear you. All right, I couldn't get the little. I'm gonna get this guy right here.
All right.
That's about mid body.
Yep, that's about mid body.
Oh, see, there's no way to get him in here without getting him within striking distance. So.
Oh, you're pretty good. That'll work.
Wow, big snake.
Heavy one, huh?
Big, heavy snake.
You support his body here.
Thanks.
All
be hard to catch a roach with this thing, wouldn't it? This falls into that screwing around category, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. That's kind of like Miyagi.
Miyagi, right. Thanks. How much money have you pulled out of here?
Near $100 and change.
Okay, snakes go back in the pit. All right, Jared and I are now safely out of the pit, and he is bringing our garbage can full of snakes back to the lip of the pit, where I assume we will now reintroduce them to their freshly mulched environment. Doug's reevaluating his entire career choice. Say hi to Dave Barsky. You guys are gonna get along great. Well, Jared, snakes look happy. I think we're done.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help.
Happy to help. What else you got here on the snake farm?
Oh, we've got all kinds of stuff. How about we clean out a croc pond?
I should never ask. To the croc pond.
All right.
The snake farm covers 3 acres, has all kinds of different animals, but the main attraction outside is the big boys. This is definitely not your petting zoo. Eric figures it'll take about 2 years to get the snake farm into the shape he wants it, and the animals will definitely be the benefactors.
All right.
These are crocodiles and alligators.
Yep. Couple things for you to know before you go in there.
Yeah.
American alligator has the strongest jaw bite of any animal in the world, with a jaw pressure of 3,000 pounds per square inch.
Great.
The crocodile is known to consume more humans a year than any other animal in the world. So, with that being said, let's get to work.
After you. What exactly is the job?
Well, if you take a look, we've got a partway emptied pond. We've already started it. The sludge that's left over, mostly croc and alligator manure that's settled to the bottom. And then we need to pressure wash it, get it cleaned up.
Sure, sure.
Simple as that.
How do we interact with them? I mean, how do you approach them? How do you behave?
Well, it's very important you don't walk up on the side of one. That's where they're the most dangerous. They can swipe you with their tail, knock you down to their level, and that's when they can take you out. So definitely stay in front. They're, for the most part, slow on land, so there shouldn't be any problems.
No, I wouldn't see what could
give you an
on.
Idea of what they are capable of, so you will respect them. Last time we were moving a Nile crocodile into here, which is that little guy over there.
Yeah.
He grabbed a hold of this fence here, this steel, death rolled, and twisted it up like it was a rubber band. So
death
you want to stay away from those jaws.
I sure do. I sure do.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Chaos in the crocodile pond.
We're losing our ground.
Look, I'm really not sure what to do. Woo.
You ready to go?
I'm just gonna follow you.
All right, let's
Whatever.
Do it.
The whole thing seems ill-advised, but
so what I'm going to do is give you this big pole and hook.
All
and
right.
We need to see, first of all, if we can't get that alpha male up out of the water. This is his turf, and he doesn't want us in there.
Which alpha male?
the really big guy there. He's just about 12 feet long.
He looks like a sofa.
Now, an alligator's skull, the skin is directly attached to it. So if you tap him on the head, he's not going to feel it. He has no nerve endings in his skull whatsoever. But they do have a sensitive part on the tip of their nose. So what I like to do, if I'm trying to move him, is lightly tap him on the nose and see if he'll cooperate and move on out of the way for us.
Go ahead.
So you're the guy with the pole. Just come on up. Like I said, this is somewhat safe for you, this range. Just in pole's length there.
You want me to tap him on the nose?
You can tap him on the nose and see if we can't get him out of the water here.
It's a big animal.
That's
big.
Not tapping. You're not very intimidating to him. Need to be a little more forceful and direct.
All right. Hey, gotta get out. Out. Come on, beat it. Beat it. Out, out.
See, I thought he would do that. That's what I would do if I were him. I would back up.
Okay.
What is that?
That's a little turtle. Nothing to worry about. But we do have alligator snapping turtles in the water. Alligator snapping turtles have the second strongest jaw of any animal in the world, so
great.
You need to watch out for them.
Super.
We might want to take out some water.
Yeah, let's take some water out.
Take some water out.
Yeah, take some water out there.
Maybe it would be a little easier for us.
And Mike, I got your back. I'll be behind you the whole time.
Thank you.
I'm there for you. We're waiting for the water to drain. You want to see the big alligator snapping turtle?
Yeah, sure. What the heck's he doing?
Watch that guy.
Can I come toward you?
Put your stick in the way there.
What am I doing? We're surrounded by alligators.
There you go. All right.
What the heck is this thing?
This is an alligator snapping turtle. Weighs about 150 pounds. It's one of the largest freshwater turtles you could find anywhere. They have the second strongest jaw pressure bite of any animal in the world at 1,500 pounds per square inch. But you'll see, this guy opens his mouth. See that little lure on the bottom of his mouth? Looks like a little worm.
Yeah.
What he would do is he'd hide at the bottom of the water with his mouth open. Wiggle that lure. Fish comes inside. Smack! That's it. He's got dinner.
How old is this thing?
We guesstimate him to be 150 years old at least.
Wow!
The reason we can come up with that safe guess is recently they found alligator snapping turtles approximately this size with musket balls lodged in them from the Civil War.
I was just going to say, this guy was alive when Abraham Lincoln was.
Definitely.
All right, so the pump has got all the water out that it can get out, right?
It's just about there, yeah. We're good.
Now what?
Well, since the filter can't submerge in the water, we got to move the filter into a bucket and manually scoop the water out.
Of course. But
to do that, we got to be able to get in there. And getting in there means moving all those alligators out of the way.
Okay, so are we all going in?
I'm going to get the power washer.
We'll get the power washer.
All right,
washer.
It's up to me and you.
All right. And that's the one we gotta watch, right?
Gotta watch him.
And this one with the mouth open also.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll start by pushing him just like this.
He doesn't like that.
No, he doesn't. All right, buddy, come on. Time to cooperate.
Surrounded by dangerous things here. Don't.
Come on, Sam.
Little guy.
All right.
Now we know where he is.
All right. We gotta get him. So it's gonna take a little more pushing.
Right.
That's that 3,000 pounds per square inch I was talking about.
It's cute
about.
The way their eyes roll back in their head, too, when they do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're losing our ground.
I'm really not sure what to do. I'm certain that this is the part where all the teeth are.
Eventually, this should annoy him enough to where he walks up on his own.
Or just eats us.
That's right.
There's one behind you there, just so you know.
All right, this one's not cooperating. See, what he's doing is he's saying, this is my water. I'm not leaving. So when they do that, we've got to jump on them, tape their mouth up, and move them onto the bank ourselves.
Maybe it's the wind or maybe it's the noise from the interstate, but it sounded like you said you need to jump them and tape their mouth shut.
Yes, but you misunderstood one thing. I said we need to jump them and tape their mouth. That's me and you.
I know what we means, but...
Then I'll have Eric run up and tape his mouth up for us.
The tool of choice.
You're going to tape an alligator's mouth shut with electrical tape.
This is our weapon.
Sure. Coming up.
He's going to be moving all the sludge down to the middle.
Right.
That's where you come in.
I do important work in a pond full of poo.
Like a true snake farmer.
And I get a quick lesson in alligator wrestling.
You can't wait. The minute I hit him, you need to be on top of me, all right? You ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah!
So, we're about to wrangle an alligator, because Jared says it's the only way to get this big guy out of the pond.
All right, this is what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to jump first. You be right behind me, okay?
Yeah.
The minute I land on him, you need to
be
right
on
top of me.
Hold on, man. I got like $20 and quarters from my snake adventure. Here, take all that. Ah! So rude.
I need your shirt.
My shirt?
Just do it.
Why did it have to be Mike's shirt?
Because I'm busy. All right, you got it? All right. You can't wait. The minute I hit him, you need to be on top of me, all right? You ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Push his mouth down. Right behind his nostrils.
Why is my shirt off and why am I lying on another man who's lying on an alligator?
I'm not liking it any more than you are, I promise. All right. Now what we're gonna do is I'm gonna slide off to my left.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pick up his head.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna help me pick up his body and we're gonna move him onto the bank. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, losing his blindfold.
He's kicking me in the testicles. Is that fast? Great. Good, good. That's good.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And down. Though his mouth's taped, his tail still can whip you pretty hard.
Uh-huh.
So we gotta be careful when we get up. So, you ready?
Right.
One, two, three.
What happened here?
I don't know. Somewhere in the excitement got a little cut.
Can I have my shirt back? So the alligators are where they're supposed to be. The turtles, however?
They gotta go, too.
All right.
Those are still dangerous. We don't want them in there while we're working.
Go ahead and grab one so I can watch how you do it.
All righty. You want to get right behind the shell here?
Yeah.
Make sure you know where the head is.
Sure.
Like this guy, his head's submerged. You can't really tell where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay, now I saw his head come up. That's the safe place to grab him.
Okay.
Right behind the head. They can't stick their head in like most turtles.
Right.
And grab them behind the shell right here.
Got it.
And you're good to go.
Let's go. Excuse me.
In the wild, alligator snappers eat just about anything. Fish, mussels, snakes, small alligators, other turtles, even fruit and nuts. Just your basic reptilian gourmet.
Good. Turtle poo. I was missing that.
There we go.
show.
So what's the basic job?
All right, well, while he's pressure washing, he's going to be moving all the sludge down to the middle.
Right.
That's where you come in.
Yeah.
Since the filter won't submerge all the way into the water, we need to manually scoop buckets of water into the filter.
Sure. Buckets of water into the filter.
All right, Bert. All right. What's going to happen? Go ahead and scoop some water in here. Fill it up.
Got it.
Now, once a vacuum's created, it's going to start pumping. You need to keep up with it.
Got it.
All right. There it goes. All right, now. You were behind, so now we've got to create the vacuum again. Keep it up. You're going to have to go faster.
Oh, yeah.
Faster than that, Mike. There we go. That's it. Like a true snake farmer.
I'm going to save my back for another job.
All right.
It's been fun. Eric, thanks. Well, I'm covered with alligator crap. How does such a thing happen? Well, you start by driving down I-35. You see a sign that says Snake Farm. You see another sign that promises an experience. You see another sign that says closed. You go in anyway. A python poops on you. Rattlesnakes try and bite you. Next thing you know, you're half naked, lying on top of that guy, wrestling a giant lizard. Just another day in Texas. So, whether you're an invertebrate or a guy with a bad vertebrae, I recommend the Snake Farm. Go ahead, Dara.
Oh, oh God. Holy.
Well, we're pretty much at the end of our rope here with the whole dirty job idea thing. You've got one. Discovery.com/dirty jobs. You really get my goat.
Barsky.
Barsky, I like it.
I will call that snake Barsky, because it was heavier than I thought, and it moved slower than I expected.
Screw that, I'm just going over. I don't need that, man. That's no way to end. It's no way to end a perfectly average career.
Okay, just look down for me.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Oh, that's good.